allowed to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Superhuman Radio.
Yes, it's
Superhuman Radio.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superhuman Radio.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands. And who, disguised as
Carl Lenore,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm Carl Lenore. There's a grassroots momentum of excitement in the fitness industry about a unique training system called the Z-Health training system. Proponents of Z-Health claim that if followed with commitment, it can increase strength, performance, maximize recovery, all while minimizing or even eliminating the potential for injury. What's even more amazing is that many of its followers claim that Z-Health made them healthier while making them stronger and more proficient at their chosen sports discipline. What is Z-Health training? We're going to find out today as I explore this unique training protocol with its creator, Dr. Eric Cobb. Dr. Cobb is gracious enough to take time out of his day today because he's actually in Raleigh, North Carolina, performing a certification class for those who want to learn more about Z-Health. So I'm very appreciative that he was able to join us today. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cobb.
Hi, thanks very much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. You know, I've heard a lot. I've gotten emails over the past few months from various listeners who said, you've got to have Dr. Cobb on the show. You've got to talk about Z-Health. And so clearly there is a level of excitement about what you're doing within the fitness industry. Can you talk a little bit about the genesis of the Z-Health system first?
I'd be happy to. I appreciate you having us on. Z-Health really evolved out of more or less a personal need for both rehabilitation and sports performance. I sometimes hesitate to jump into personal history too much, but if you don't mind,
you have to because we have to understand the mindset as well as the journey. So,
sure. Well, it helps to explain a little bit about where this came from. I like to tell people I was really born with two interests, and those are fighting and fitness. And I grew up training in martial arts. I was very athletic most of my throughout my whole life, and still continue to be to this day. One of the things, though, that I struggled with was I was one of those kind of unfortunate genetic lottery winners. I was born with a rather wide variety of musculoskeletal issues. And so as a result, even as I was progressing as an athlete, I had a lot of pain problems and also postural difficulties that arose. And I went through years and years and years of different treatment modalities and training plans trying to address them, and was generally frustrated with the results. I have a very, I like to say, fast and practical mindset. I like for things to happen quickly, and I like for them to work the first time.
Right, right. And so, in other words, you become impatient when progress doesn't occur.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so over a period of time, I really, as I was going through my bachelor's program and then obviously on through school, I explored a lot of different treatment modalities and training modalities. And what became apparent during that process was that a lot of the passive activities that you're going to see or participate in, from stretching all the way through different types of, you know, massage and soft tissue techniques, manipulative therapies, the first issues of proprioceptive retraining on wobble boards, etc., while they all served a role and had a purpose, none of them were getting me where I wanted to be. And so through some fairly extensive study of neurology, in addition to basic biomechanics, I just began experimenting with a lot of different movement systems and movement ideas, and that was more or less the genesis of the program, because I started to see some really amazing personal benefits that I then started trying to duplicate with clients and patients. And so that was approximately 10 or 12 years ago whenever I really started working on the system in depth, and it's progressed tremendously from that point on.
Okay, so in a nutshell, this was actually driven by your own desire to perform better.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, the necessity being the mother of invention or new processes, you actually created this from scratch,
right,
as you went along. That's intriguing. Now, there's a lot of talk about mobility training.
Right.
But it seems to be overlooked for some reason. And I don't know if enough athletes take it serious enough.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that out there? I mean, when you start talking about mobility training, people kind of just go, oh, okay, you know, what is flexibility really going to do for me?
Absolutely.
But clearly, the way you explain it and what I've been reading about your protocols is,
uh-huh,
that it really has more to do with central and peripheral nervous system relearning and adaptation.
That's correct.
That's amazing, because most of us think about flexibility and mobility as more like a warm-up. You know, okay, well, this isn't going to do a whole lot to increase my strength, but it'll get me in position to do the things I need to increase my strength. But what you're espousing here is that by using these techniques that we're going to be discussing briefly today, you can actually kind of reprogram your central nervous system to be stronger.
Yeah, without question. We can get into a lot of the simple mechanics of it. I always like to use analogies, though, for people to help people understand, and I'm a big language buff. And so what I always try to explain to people in the beginning stages of looking at Z-Health is this. If you're going to be traveling overseas and you speak to a linguist or get a little, you know, travel language program,
right,
what you'll learn is that with 400 to 500 words, you can actually survive your day.
Right.
You can ask for your basic needs, basic necessities. But that in no way makes you fluent in that language.
No, it also could cause you some problems, because when I was in Yugoslavia several years ago, the only word I knew was beer, pivo. So I was, so I spent most of my time pretty drunk, because that's all I was able to order. But go ahead. I'm sorry to
So what we see with movement, we see the same thing. In other words, as people progress in their daily lives, even as athletes, we become honed in on certain movement patterns and motor skills. And, you know, whether you're a baseball player or if you just sit at a desk all day, you neurologically adapt to just those sets of movements. Unfortunately, that doesn't mean that you're fluent in, if you will, the language of movement. And that long-term leads to compensations, altered movement patterns, which makes you weaker, makes you more prone to injury.
Interesting. So what you're saying is we have to be neurally articulate.
That's an excellent way to phrase it.
So, and again, that's a great analogy, because those people who can express themselves better have a better grasp of the vocabulary.
Right.
You know, it's the same thing with your central and peripheral nervous system. This is really an intriguing concept. We're going to take our first break here, Dr. Cobb. I want you to stay with us. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Dr. Eric Cobb about the Z-Health training systems. We'll be right back.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. listeners. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Tune into the Superhuman Channel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to classic episodes of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Listen Now button.
Bill Muscle, burning fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm talking today with Dr. Eric Cobb about the Z-Health training system. So, Dr. Cobb, let's pick up where we left off there, because that's really an intriguing concept, that that flexibility and mobility training has much more to do with the neural adaptation or relearning of the central and peripheral nervous system than it does to stretching muscles.
Absolutely. This is probably one of the biggest confusions I see right now, is that there is a confusion between the terms flexibility and mobility. Flexibility, as you know, most people still relate to prolonged static stretching, with the primary purpose of increasing muscle length. And the type of mobility training that we advocate is completely different from that.
Right.
It has a lot more to do with developing basic motor control in all potential ranges of motion for your joints. The primary reason for that, as I said, is if you are lacking motor control of any given movement, unfortunately, that is not in your movement vocabulary.
Right.
So then when life or your sport, if you continue the analogy, ask you a question that you don't have the word to answer, use for the answer, that's typically when you're going to see injury occur, or it's going to at least impact on performance.
Yeah, I mean, it's so clear to me. I mean, I was confused about it, frankly, because we've done shows in the past and we've talked about flexibility and mobility.
Right.
But I didn't get it until just now. I mean, it's just like I had an epiphany when you used the analogy of the vocabulary and the central nervous system and its ability to adapt to certain movements. And like you just said just now, and if you need to perform a movement in your chosen sport, you're a hockey player, you're a football player, and you need to do something with your hips and your legs at the same time, and you're not accustomed to doing that, it's not in your neural vocabulary, then that's it. That's the wall you're going to hit.
Exactly. And, you know, like I said, unfortunately, that's typically when you see injury occur, or that's when, you know, the guy in most sports, the guy that's fastest from 10 feet to 10 yards is usually the winner.
Yeah.
And so what you'll often see is that because of poor mobility training or inadequate mobility training, and you know, the athlete starts to lose that first step speed or their closing speed, etc. So mobility isn't just about rehabbing injury or getting out of pain. It has a lot to do with, are you actually able to express your genetic capacity with regards to strength, with regards to speed, any of the movement skills that you would think of for an athlete.
Okay, so how does Z-Health focus on neural relearning or articulation, if you would? How do you do it?
Good, great question. What we'd like to focus on, first of all, and I'm going to, if you bear with me, I'll just talk a little bit about neurology.
Sure.
We're really concerned about the proprioceptive system, and proprioception is, in essence, it's the body's 3D map of itself. In other words, your central nervous system is taking in information from the small nerve endings all over your body, and it's constantly reforming this image of you. That's how you know where you're sitting, how you're moving, how fast you're moving, the angles you're moving. So to accomplish neural retraining, we focus really intensely on the proprioceptive system.
Interesting.
Now, the proprioceptive system is primarily composed of, with regards to movement, little nerve endings called mechanoreceptors. And the mechanoreceptors, they're distributed throughout the body, but you find a tremendous number of them around the joints. And so our focus in Z is in moving all the joints in the body in very specific range of motion, specific patterns. We do really precise retraining. Again, if I go back to the language analogy, when you're learning a foreign language, it's not enough to just learn the vocabulary but not the accent.
Yeah, sure.
Or not the pronunciation.
Right, the dialect, sure.
Right, so whenever we're teaching joint mobilizations or joint mobility, what we want you to do is actually really learn to focus on specific ranges of motion and develop the control that you need. It looks very different when you see Z. The most common thing that we hear is it looks too easy to work. But in fact, it actually requires a lot of concentration to really develop the movement skill joint by joint. The other thing that I tell people is, because we are focused on total body fluency, when you start doing Z, you'll actually be doing mobility drills for joints that you weren't even really aware you had. In other words, we start at the feet, we teach you to mobilize the heel, we teach you to mobilize the different tarsals, and then we just go joint by joint up the body from the talus up to the knee, the different joints there, et cetera.
And by reprogramming the mechanoreceptors, they give feedback and say, hey, we can do this, we can do that, instead of we can't or we don't know how to, and all of a sudden now you have the ability to deliver greater ranges of functional strength.
Absolutely.
I would imagine.
That's a really perceptive comment to make just from what I said, because the one thing I had not really discussed at this point is the fact that the other reason that this is so important is the body is very dominated by reflex activity.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows if you reach out to touch a hot stove, you reflexively are going to move away from that.
Right.
So we have withdrawal reflexes, and we have what I like to call the startle reflex, which is, it really governs a lot of what we do. And so in the body, if you have a joint that doesn't have full range of motion, and then you try to create a movement or perform some type of movement that puts that absent range of motion under load, or it demands that, neurologically the body then goes into protective mode. And so you actually have reflexes in the body that will decrease your strength, decrease your speed in a self-protective way. So whenever we then do good mobility work to open up those joints, get them moving correctly, that helps reset the nervous system so that those protective reflexes don't fire too early or inappropriately.
Because they're basically because they're not familiar with that feeling, if you will, at that position, they become overprotective.
That's correct. Yeah.
Interesting.
Like setting the governor too high on the
car. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Z-Health and its, you know what, we've got about 2 minutes before the break, so if we have to carry this over after the break, no problem. But
okay.
I want to talk about a term that I read on your website called orthokinetic reflex.
Right.
Because that's kind of what we're talking about here right now, right?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, so what is it?
Well, in essence, it's exactly what we were just discussing. let's talk about the human foot. The heel bone, the calcaneus, and the bone just above it, the talus, are basically responsible for distributing force as you start to make ground contact. In other words, if you're taking a step, your heel is generally the first bone to hit the ground. If that joint is not functioning properly, in other words, it's a little sticky or it's not moving in its normal range of motion, whenever the heel hits the ground and force enters that joint, arthrokinetic reflex means that the muscles that surround that joint will actually shut down to an extent and not function optimally. this is a really critical concept for people who are trying to build strength or athletes who are trying to work on power and speed. Because any joint in the body that is not functioning correctly will create muscle weakness.
Mm-hmm.
The way I describe this to most of my clients without getting overly technical is just to say, look, if you've got a jammed joint, you know, if you've ever jammed your finger, you can't make a fist right away.
Right.
Because you've got soft tissue problems.
Right.
And neurologically, the muscles are shut down in a protective way so that you don't use that area. Well, even non-painful jammed joints, quote-unquote, will create muscle weakness or muscle imbalance in the body.
When we come back from the break, I want to talk about injury and the lasting effect or the neural memory of injury and how that affects what we're talking about here. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Eric Cobb about Z-Health training. Stay with us.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Are you bored at work? Listen to the Superhuman Channel daily. Catch older episodes of Superhuman Radio, plus listen to Superhuman Radio live every day at 1 p.m. Pacific.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm talking today with Dr. Eric Cobb about Z-Health training method. Very intriguing stuff. Dr. Cobb, do we have to look to previous injuries for potential neural memories, if you will, that could be causing issues with range of motion or getting us into trouble like we're talking about today?
Absolutely. That's another great question. And there's a couple different reasons for that. If we go back to our typical athlete, you know, the average athlete I've worked with probably has had 4 to 6 ankle sprains in his lifetime, just as, you know, we'll just pick one Barty Hart to look at.
Sure.
What happens neurologically whenever you have any type of injury is those little nerve endings we were talking about before, the mechanoreceptors. Well, mechanoreceptors can tear just like any other tissue. And so as a result, anytime you've had a prior injury in the body, and you, if you haven't done appropriate mobility work to restore motion to that area, it's a very good chance that the mechanoreceptive information from the prior injury is somewhat limited.
Mm-hmm.
So what you see is you get an injury, and very often a year later you injure the same area, and then you injure it again, and it becomes this kind of chronic repetitive problem because of the scar tissue, but more importantly than that, because of the lack of proper neural information coming from that spot. So, yeah, if you've got any kind of prior problem, be it an ankle sprain or prior surgery, et cetera,
sure.
In a good exam, you want to take a look at that and see what's happening from a mobility perspective in that spot.
Yeah, I lost a cruciate ligament in a skiing accident when I was very young, and subsequently torsioning on my left leg causes, because I never had the knee rebuilt,
right.
So I suffer from whenever I try to torsion with my left leg, there's a potential for that joint to kind of open up, it jackknifes a little bit, and
absolutely.
It feels terrible. And subsequently, I've altered the way I do things as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that I've thrown other parts of my body out of kilter, so to speak, in an effort to try to protect that from happening.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, the whole body is we're finally moving, I think, as a training community, from a isolated approach to a more integrated or if you will, a holistic approach. So I think more and more people are coming to grips with the fact that you can't really look at a knee as an isolated problem. In other words, the knee has calf and hamstring attachments, and the hamstrings attach to the pelvis, and the pelvis attaches to the lumbar spine. So what we look at in Z is what happens from a chain reaction perspective. Most of the time, people who have had any kind of a knee injury that they're still struggling with will eventually have either hip or low back or opposite side shoulder or arm issues as well.
Isn't that something? And I do have opposite side shoulder issues.
Yeah. So that would be a really classic chain reaction pattern that we would be looking for.
That's amazing. Now, can you touch a little bit on what R phase, I phase, and neural warm-up are?
Sure. We have created a number of different products that are based around our certification training methods. R phase is our initial offering for people. It is it's kind of a little bit of a joke when we named it at first with regards to the 3 R's from schooling.
Right.
We have the 3 R's of Z Health, and those 3 R's are injury rehabilitation, neural reeducation, and mobility restoration. So R phase is about showing people how to restore mobility throughout the body. As a result, it helps them reeducate the nervous system and helps them rehabilitate injury. I-phase is a more advanced program. That's where we're moving people from basic movement alphabet of R-phase into movement fluency. So it's a much more athletic program. And then the neural warm-ups are literally just follow-along workouts that go along with either the R-phase or the I-phase. R-phase and I-phase really are template approaches. In other words, if you want to create your own training program or just follow, you know, some of the ones that we've laid out, that's what those are designed for, and the neural warm-ups are fast, furious follow-alongs.
Okay.
Where in 10 minutes you'll go head-to-toe working through all the joints in the body and different ranges of motion.
Now, I've seen your protocols used by some strength athletes in the strongman area.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have powerlifters that you work with?
Absolutely.
So. How can a powerlifter benefit, for instance, or even a bodybuilder, because it's some of the same movements, but how can a powerlifter or bodybuilder benefit from adapting the Z-Health system? Where would they use it, and how would they use it in their current training?
Most of the powerlifters that I work with use Z in two different spots. First of all, they will use, like the neural warm-up, as a prehab, if you will, prior to every workout.
Mm-hmm.
The primary reason for that is what we were discussing earlier. In other words, I don't really want you going under heavy loads at high speed unless all the joints in your body are moving well.
Right.
Because that's just asking for trouble from an injury perspective. More importantly, though, from a competition perspective, most of the power lifters are also using specific Z exercises, because what they'll find is in certain lifts, there will be specific exercises that they can do just prior to the lift that will help facilitate the nervous system, which will facilitate their speed and power. So, like I said, you'll see them using it as prehab, and you'll also see them actually using it just prior to any kind of a lift to enhance performance as well.
So, and how fast do they start to see results? I mean, if a powerlifter got involved and purchased the Z Health program, let's say the DVDs or something on your website, is it something that they would have to work at for months and months before they start to see results, or is it something that the results is pretty apparent early on?
Without trying to sound like a snake oil salesman,
let me do that. That's my job.
Okay. they literally should start to see results from the first training session.
Really?
Yeah. Now, does that mean everything's going to be fixed? No, of course not. I would never present it that way. But it is not unusual, particularly if they've had any type of severely chronic issue, for instance, an ankle that's always a problem, or they're never able to open up the hips in a squat, they have a hard time getting in the hole, whatever. Very often, just from the very initial exploration of the R phase series, they'll start to see increases in flexibility and mobility that they haven't been able to achieve any other way. As I said, you know, at the start of the program, I have a really practical mindset, and I'm impatient for results as well. And I understand that's true of most athletes. That's why in designing the system and program, we decided to go after the nervous system, because that is the fastest way to create change in the body.
Yeah, clearly. I've done a couple different shows on central nervous system adaptation and recovery,
right,
and manipulation. And clearly that, you know, it's very, very understandable now that strength has a lot more to do with central nervous system than hypertrophy.
Right.
And so I think more and more athletes are starting to recognize that the central nervous system, you know, is hardwired to do certain things. And if you can get with it, you'll be stronger. And if you work against it, you're going to be weaker. And that's the bottom
exactly.
line. You know, I can see how Z Health would work for a variety of different athletes, you know, football players. But what about swimmers? Can Z Health have a benefit for a swimmer?
Yes, without question. We actually have done quite a bit of work with a variety of swimmers around the country, ranging from nationally competitive juniors up through Division I schools. And obviously swimming is a different environment than every other athlete.
Yeah, because you don't have the load and unload situation that you have with, you know, with somebody who's has explosive, you know, speed. They have to bolt from a line or a point or something like that. I mean, swimmers, they don't have that load unload situation going on.
Correct. And that's so swimming does offer its own set of challenges, but the primary focus again with Z is in increasing mechanoreceptive activity and, if you will, kinesthetic awareness. So what you'll see very often with a swimmer is, as they start implementing the principles, a lot of the small technical errors in their strokes, they will start to almost spontaneously correct. And we also have a very strong emphasis in Z on posture. And so as they learn to engage more postural muscles, even in their different stroke positions, that allows them to actually generate force more efficiently. So you'll see, you know, times going down there as well.
Now, talking about postural retraining, mm-hmm. it's your approach is that postural retraining has a lot more to do with the kinesiology of the movement itself, as opposed to just postural retraining in a vacuum.
Absolutely.
Can you touch on that?
Sure. One of the jokes I like to make is unless you work at Buckingham Palace as one of the guards, static posture doesn't have a lot to do with you as an athlete.
Right.
But most of the training protocols out there are all revolving around static posture. We have an emphasis on what we call dynamic postural alignment, meaning I want to see, can you maintain spinal length and correct posture throughout every motion that you make? And that is a very neurally driven process. In one of the things that I've seen in the postural correction arena over the last 10 years or so is because muscles are easy to see and feel, and easier to train than kinesthetic awareness, it's become kind of the vogue thing to try and focus on muscular stabilization of posture. And in my mind, that actually defeats the purpose, because most people, when they're trying to correct posture via a muscular stabilization process, are creating excessive tension in the body.
Yeah, rigidity, I would think of.
Absolutely, and that is the antithesis of a great athlete. Great athletes in every sport are actually pictures of relaxation and motion. And so what we try to do is emphasize postural retraining with relaxation at the same time. And so, to take a further step back, that's why, again, we focus on the mobility. If you have thoracic spinal joints that are not functioning well, in other words, your mid-back is really stiff or the neck doesn't move well, it's going to be very difficult for you to actually maintain posture while you're in motion. So we take everyone back to the beginning. We teach, pelvic, lumbar, thoracic, mid-back, and neck mobility drills. And from there, we then start to reintegrate those joints into a full-body posture during motion.
We're about to go into another break, but does posture have more to do with the ability of the central nervous system to communicate? In other words, we're not binding nerves by arching them too far, and they're more designed to work in a certain plane, so to speak?
There's a lot of speculation on that particular question, and there's a couple of different answers that I can give you. Posture is really a central nervous system driven process. In other words, it's more cerebellar than it is peripheral.
Okay.
Although the process is interdependent on each other. In other words, you have to get the peripheral information to the central system so that it can decide what to do with it. So if you have nerve issues, if you have odd nerve tensions due to angles or scar tissue, etc., those need to be addressed so that you can get clean information to the central processing.
Interesting. Yeah, and a picture of relaxation and motion, that really does speak to it. When I think of all the great track and field guys and great football players, there's a certain fluidity to their movement, even though they're so strong at the same time.
Absolutely.
We're taking our last break. Stay with us. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Eric Cobb about the Z-Health training method. We're going to tell you how you can get your hands on some of the information here when we come back.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Have you been on superhumanradio.com lately? Lots of free supplements, great information, and older episodes of Superhuman Radio are all available. Go to superhumanradio.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio, and I'm talking today with Dr. Eric Cobb about the Z-Health Performance System. Dr. Cobb, it strikes me that more than just for athletes, that your system has another potential value, and that I've done a lot of research in neuromuscular diseases over the years, especially like Parkinson's and ALS. And I've always believed, and I've said this vocally, many times to people when talking about the subject, that people with PD would benefit from strength training.
Right.
But yet the PD community, the doctors and so on and so forth, they tell their PD patients don't do any exercise.
Right.
Well, there was a study published, a peer-reviewed study published just this month, and it showed that increased muscle mass and resistance training actually helped to abrogate some of the symptoms that Parkinson's disease sufferers have.
Right.
And then I look at your approach, and I think, this is even a better step in the right direction, not just strength and resistance training in and of itself, but neural reprogramming, or even better, by some of the motions and movements that you are promoting here, actually making new pathways back in to the brain.
Absolutely. Well, that's one of the things that we've come to, again, experientially and from a scientific perspective, believe in, is the plasticity of the nervous system. Meaning if you challenge it correctly and challenge it repetitively, you can see new pathways form. and I appreciate you bringing that up. This is, at this point, because our program is still quite new, all I can offer is anecdotal evidence or anecdotal support. But we have had a large number of clients that we've worked with and also that our certified trainers have worked with a variety of neuromuscular disorders and have seen really amazing results. And those range anywhere from Parkinson's through dystonia through a variety of other problems that people deal with. And, we never promote Z-Health as a panacea, of course not, but at the same time, exactly as you were promoting for years, the nervous system is plastic, and if you can challenge it and you can do it in a safe way, you can see really powerful results in the quality of life that a lot of people are able to lead.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I've always said that illness and aging is a situation of adaptation. In other words, you adapt to being ill. You adapt to getting older.
Exactly.
And if you kind of push back a little bit, you find that you can waylay the illness. You can waylay the symptoms of aging.
Right.
And this appears to me to be something that's very, very critical for not just athletes, but for just people in general who are trying to keep their bodies as young and limber as possible. Because as we age, we don't use those neural words in our vocabulary for longer periods of time, and then all of a sudden we have neural amnesia.
Absolutely.
And so this is really an intriguing concept, and you really opened my eyes because I didn't get the whole mobility flexibility thing until today.
Well, I'm glad I could
offer
a new way to view it.
Yeah, this is great. Now, you offer certification programs. Are those for athletes or for trainers of athletes?
We actually offer them for both. Primarily, most of our certified trainers are trainers of athletes or people who just work with the general public. We have a number of physicians also and physical therapists who attend the courses.
Interesting, interesting. How do people find your products?
The easiest way is to find us on the web, at our website. That's www.zhealth.net. Okay. And the other option is to call our toll-free number, and that's 888-394-4198. We're always happy to discuss. We have a very, if you will, familial feel to our company. We're always happy to take phone calls. We like discussing the system with people. And we are, as you said in the beginning, we're a grassroots company. We're still reaching out to people, sharing with them kind of a new paradigm for health, a new paradigm for movement training, and a new paradigm for athletic performance.
Well, so. I really like what you've got going on here. I really, really do. And I'll tell you, and to those of you listening to the show, whether you are an athlete or a trainer of athletes, you cannot progress in your chosen discipline unless you spend some money on products and materials to help you progress. You know, if a doctor stopped at the first year of med school, that's all the knowledge he would have. And so the same thing goes with the athlete and the trainer of athletes. And you have to spend some money on materials that will help you become better at your chosen sports discipline. And this appears to me to be a really worthy investment, because this is very, very intriguing to me. And you've got me convinced that this is something that I need to integrate into my own personal training as well.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I look forward to hearing how you do with it as well.
Yeah, yeah. So you're in Raleigh today. When's the next training, certification program?
The next certification program, we have a level 2 certification coming up in the first week of March. After that, we have some stuff coming up in April and in May. Our courses range all over the country. We'll be in Phoenix. We'll be in Dallas. We'll be in Los Angeles. We'll be in Boston this year as well. And we have a calendar of events and certification training on the website where you can check all that out.
So people can go there and they can learn more about where they can take the certification classes. And then they can also buy the DVDs. I mean, if they don't want to take the certification classes, they can buy the DVDs and the literature on your website and do it in the comfort of their own home as well, right?
Absolutely. And I actually recommend that to people to get a taste of what Z-Health is all about. The only thing that you won't find on our products that we distribute is we have an assessment process that we obviously teach to our trainers so that they can really quickly hone in on what drills to give to any given client on any given day. We don't cover that in our general release materials. That's
sure.
What we teach in certification.
Sure.
But I really advise people to start off with the basic products, see how it makes you feel, and see the changes in your performance as a result.
What's the range of price for the basic products?
The basic products range from $75 up to about $95, and that includes DVDs and manuals.
That's nothing, because people spend more than that on supplements every month.
Absolutely. And then we also offer package deals to even drop the price down a bit more for you.
Well, that's wonderful. Very, very wonderful. Well, listen, Dr. Cobb, I want to thank you very much, because I know you're very busy at the certification class today, and I want to thank you for taking time out today and finding a phone to talk to us today.
Well, I really appreciate the invitation. I've enjoyed speaking with you.
Great. You have a great day now.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Well, there you have it, the Z-Health training method. It is definitely worthy of your investigation. It can broaden your horizons in your personal journey to greater health and strength, regardless of what your sports discipline is, whether you're a power lifter, or football player, basketball player, swimmer. Go to Z-Health, ZHEALTH.net to learn more. You've been listening to Superhuman Radio, and we'll see you next week.